اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. In the first part of today's program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 4 of Surah At-Tariq, recited by Sheikh Abdul Warith Abdul Aziz, the Egyptian reciter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق.
Oh.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Tariq from the very beginning to the end of verse 4, recited by Sheikh Abdul Warith Abdul Aziz. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very beautiful recitation by the Egyptian reciter Abdul Warith Abdul Aziz. He recited the first four verses of Surah Al-Tariq in three riwayat, Hafs, Warsh, and also Khalaf on Hamza. Now, there are some differences. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. In Hafs, the Ra is pronounced with Tafkhim. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. And also the مَتُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ in the second verse could be lengthened to just two vowel counts, two, four, or five. But in Warsh and Hamza, Khalaf and Hamza, you're only allowed to lengthen it to six vowel counts. This is one difference. Now, the difference between Warsh and Hafs is that in Warsh, it's وَمَا أَدَرَيكَ أَدَرَيكَ. The Ra is pronounced with تَقْلِيل, which is إِمَالَةُ الصُّغْرَى. And as a result, the Ra becomes مُرَقَّق.
Yes.
It's pronounced with أَدَرَيكَ. So it's 75% أَلِفُ الْمَدْ and 25%
يَوْمَدْ.
أَدَرَيكَ. And in Warsh, the fourth verse, إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّ عَلَيْهَا حَافِظ, is pronounced like this, لَمَا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظ, without the shadda of the meme. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظ, while in Hafs and Khalaf, it's pronounced لَمَّا with the غُنَّة also. Another difference between, now let's talk about the Khalaf and Hamza, the differences between Khalaf and the other two riwayas. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدَرِيكَ. We had sect after the long vowel.
You're talking about the pause.
This is the pause without taking a breath, which is optional whenever there's a long vowel followed by a Hamza. If there is a saken letter followed by Hamza, it's mandatory to do the sect.
But example?
وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَعِ, for example. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَعِ. And also we had إِمَالَةُ الْكُبْرَى, or just إِمَالَة for أَدَرِيكَ. Instead of أَدَرِيكَ, which was in Warsh, أَدَرِيكَ.
It's closer to كَسْرَ. It's closer to
يَأُلْ مَادْ. It's 50-50.
No. Comparing to تَقْلِيلَ.
It's closer to the يَأُلْ مَادْ, exactly. It's 50-50. 50% أَلْفُلْ مَادْ, 50% يَأُلْ مَادْ. And we also have, of course, the shared rules of تَجْوِيد. For example, we have الطارق, we have the طاء with تفخيم,
with the highest level,
level of تفخيم. والسماء والطارق, for all of them we have ترقيق of راء. النجم الثاقب, we have قلقلة,
the letter
for all
جيم.
Of them, the جيم, which is ساكن. النجم الثاقب, while pronouncing the جيم, you should not trap the sound of jim in its place of articulation. You should allow it to bounce back. النجم الثاقب.
And the letters of قَرْقَلَة are قُطُبِ جَد.
قُطُبِ جَد, قَافْ طَابَ جِيمًا دَل. Now, in verse 4, we have إِخْفَاءَ نُون سَاكِنَة. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلِهَا.
Again, it's in common in all three riwayas.
Yeah, all three riwayas have إِخْفَاء. But there's two ways of applying ikhfa whenever there's kaf after nun sakina.
As well as qaf.
And also qaf, yeah. You could either do the normal way of doing ikhfa, which is approximating the place of articulation of kaf meaning inclining the articulator to the place of articulation of kaf. In kullu. In, instead of saying in kullu, we say in kullu. Then this is what the reciter did for all three riwayas. For all three riwayas. He did the inclination. He did not place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf.
Could you talk about the three stages, please?
Yes, the three stages of ikhfa, which is all of them happen at the same time.
At the same
time, yeah. You have to do approximation of the place of articulation of the letter of ikhfa, the letter after the nun sakina.
Yes.
Okay. You have to apply ghunna for two vowel counts,
which is basically an oronasal sound.
Yeah.
And
the last stage is pronouncing
the letter of ikhfa.
In kullu, if you do the, you know, the way that this reciter, inclination, yeah. In kullu, it will be a complete nasalization.
Mm-hmm.
When we do ikhfa, the normal way, the sound is both nasal and oral.
Yeah.
But if you do for kaf and qaf, if you completely block the place of actually the oral cavity, and you place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf or qaf, we would have a full nasalization.
Which should be lengthened to two vowel counts.
Yeah, for all of them.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad.
And of course, excuse me, we forgot, we made a mistake about the stages. The very first stage is getting rid of the nun sakina, the place of articulation of nun sakina. And then we have the inclination and the nasalization.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. Another hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and that is hadith number 2. Al-hafidhu lil-Quran al-amilu bih. The one who memorizes the Quran, or the one who preserves the Quran and acts upon it, al-amil means the one who acts bihi upon the Quran, ma'a safarat al-kiram al-barara, he would be with the angels who are honored and are very good, they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahl in Arabic comes from Ala Ya'ulu. Ala Ya'ulu. Al, you have heard Al. Al and Ahl are very similar. The people who are family of a person, they are called Ahl or Al of that person because they do Aul. Ala Ya'ulu means return, Ruju'. Ala Ya'ulu means to return. Your family always come to you. Yeah? If they go out, again, they come back to you. They go to a school, to, I don't know, office, outside, shopping, park, they come back to you. Yeah? But your friends, they visit you, they leave you. They don't come back to you, maybe after some time they come back to you, maybe they never come back to you. But family of a person are the people who always stay with him, and if they go out, they come back to him. Okay? This is why Arabs call family Ahl or Al. So Ahlul Quran are the people that their main station is with the Quran. Okay? If they go somewhere else, if they go out to do something, then they finish and come back to the Quran. Okay? This is your main station. It's not that the Quran is something that for them is a stranger or a friend that every 6 months, you know, they visit. They live with the Quran. They are people of the Quran. Okay? So they are people who are acquainted with the Quran and have close and constant relation with the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن